This is the Eagle 98.1 Feel Good Friday, presented by Home Bet. Good for business, good for life. That's my love.
And for today's Feel Good Friday segment, I'm joined in studio today by an individual who is close to the Guarantee family and runs a really awesome organization, Ron Richmond. Thanks for joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
So tell us about Kelly's Closet for somebody who might not be familiar. You founded this organization, and what's the background there?
Well, we don't have enough time to do all that, but I'm going to do it real quick.
Brief, yes.
But anyway, I lost my only child 9 years ago with ovarian cancer. And this is how this came about in her memory. We started a place called Kelly's Closet here in town. We've had it a little over 8 years. And basically, we give free clothes to all women cancer patients in the area and their kids and any kids with cancer. And how it came about, Michelle, it was Kelly's idea. One time she was getting a cancer treatment and a chemo treatment, and there was a lady sitting beside her, and she had her clothes all pinned up, and it was very obvious she couldn't afford new clothes, you know, while she was losing weight during her treatment. So Kelly said on the way home, she asked her mother, she says, "Mama," she said, or told her, she says, "I'm very lucky." She says, "Why's that?" And she says, "I can afford to buy a few new clothes, you know, while I'm gaining and losing weight." And she said, "I saw that lady today, Mama." She says, "What did the poor people do?" She says, "You see, they make do." She says, "I'm going to fix that." She says, "When I get better, I'm going to start a place. I'm going to call it Kelly's Closet. And I'm going to provide lady cancer patients with clothes to fit." And so anyway, that's how it came about. Of course, Kelly didn't make it, but about 2 years after she passed away, we started Kelly's Closet. It's at Florida and Sherwood. We're open 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 4. And so we've grown. We're actually in our third location. Each time we've moved from a smaller place to a bigger place. So that's kind of how it got started.
Yeah, you guys have grown, and I appreciate you having the strength to tell that story. And people can go to your location and donate, and how else can they find you?
Yes, ma'am. They can go on. We're at kellyscloset.org is our website. Also, they can call me at 225-803-9718. They can go by the shop Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 to 4 to drop off donations. And I might mention, everything we do is free. There's never any charge to any patients. We have about 2,000 square feet. We have people stop by all the time. "Hey, can I come in and shop and buy this and buy that?" Because it's beautiful. We have probably 30% of our clothes still have price tags on them. And we've been blessed with donations. It's unreal. Anyway, I did want to mention, we have a special program that we're going to start in the next couple days here for Christmas. We're going to call it Kelly's Closet First Annual Christmas Grants.
Awesome.
And what we're going to do at this time, we may add to this, but we're looking for five families in the Baton Rouge area that are dealing with cancer. The only requirement we have is that it is a family. And somebody in the family, they have to have children. So it can be a child that has cancer or one of the parents that have cancers. Sorry, but unfortunately, we know what they go through at Christmas time with somebody in the family having cancer. And we want to make their Christmas a little bit better. So we will be giving out five grants of $500 apiece. They can call me at 225-803-9718. And they have to be referred. Okay, so like you, Michelle, if you know somebody, or anybody out there that knows somebody. And I might mention that if there's some companies out there would like to help us for $500, we'll be glad to give out a grant in their name.
I'm going to post this interview, as I do all of them, on our website. And so we'll put this information up there on how to get in touch with you. But you want them to contact you directly?
Yeah, just call me personally. Okay. It's like, you know, ever since we started this, I want to be personally involved. There's not a better feeling than giving money away.
Yeah.
especially to cancer families.
Yeah.
It's a tough time. People don't really understand, Michelle. A lot of times, it's tougher on the family than it is the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Kelly, you know, she would never let on that, you know, she was having a hard time or never complained one time. But I know that with the family, it's tough on the family. So especially if they have children or even a child that has cancer, we just want to make their Christmas a little bit better.
Well, that is very awesome, Ron. And I'll also add that you gave me a $500 check today, too, for a girl that is well-known in the Baton Rouge area. She went to St. Thomas More. We had a big fundraiser for her at the Texas Club, and her daughter has a rare kidney disease. As a matter of fact, Ariel is giving her daughter a kidney, and they haven't even been able to travel. It's just, you know, I know that this is going to be a great Christmas present for their family.
That's
so
right.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Not a problem. I'll mention one other quick thing since you brought that up.
Okay.
Kelly's Closet, as of a couple months ago, basically when the floods hit a few months ago, we opened Kelly's Closet up for flood victims if they lost their clothes and they could come in. So I do want to open that up and let people know that if they will call me, okay, we're not just there for cancer patients. I mean, that's our main priority of doing it. But look, if your house burned down or, you know, the storm, you know, from Ida, and you lost your clothes, and we only have women's clothes and children's clothes, boys and girls' clothes, but we will be more than glad to help you out. If you refer or call us and talk to me, I will be more than glad to help any family out there that's in need of clothes.
And for someone listening right now who is also moved by your incredible story today and want to become more involved, do you have something coming up where people can learn more about Kelly's Closet?
Sure do, Michelle. Thanks for bringing that up. We're going to have an open house on Wednesday, December the 8th, from 1 to 4 at Kelly's Closet. Kelly's Closet is located at 1240 Florida Boulevard. It's at the corner of Florida and Sherwood in the Sherwood Plaza Shopping Center. So for on December 8th from 1 to 4, come on, check us out. You know, look at the shop, look at the beautiful clothes, and see what we're up to, and just come on by.
Ron Richmond with Kelly's Closet, thank you for joining us in studio today, sharing your story, and for all the awesome things that you do.
Right. Thank you for having me.